Welcome to another edition of Giants Rewind here on MSG, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. I'm Bob Papa. Over the next half hour, we'll take a look back at the Giants' loss to the Seattle Seahawks. Joining me, as always, two-time Super Bowl champion Carl Banks. And Carl, the Giants win the coin toss. They defer to the second half, so they want to get their defense on the field, which has been the best part of their team so far this year.
I thought it was a smart move. I mean, to really let the defense set the tone for the game.
Obviously, Seattle gets the ball. They pick up a couple quick first downs. Giants force a punt, and then a three and out by the Giants. Seattle gets the ball back. They get a good punt return, a 19-yarder. They start at the Giant 42, but good job by the Giant defense to hold Seattle to a Hauschka 49-yard field goal.
Well, I think the Giants' mindset defensively was to match, you know, competition with competition. They were going to raise their level of play and really compete in this game, and that's what they did.
One of the issues that the Giants had in this game, Carl, right out of the get-go, was not really running the ball as effectively as they have been running the ball. The first carry of the game for Andre Brown, no yards. Second carry of the game, no yards. Seattle was winning at the point of attack.
Not only were they winning at the point of attack, they were winning on the Giants' side of the line of scrimmage. I mean, they were pushing offensive linemen 2 and 3 yards back into the backfield.
All right, Seattle driving the ball. The Giants stop them on third down. So the Giants take over first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. They convert a third down, third and two. Victor Cruz with a 16-yard catch. So it's first and 10 Giants at their own 44-yard line when the mistake started.
Manning back to throw. Looks left, throws it left, and the pass is intercepted. And the Giants have now turned it over in 14 straight games this year, and Manning has thrown his 21st interception.
You know, offensively, we didn't have much. We didn't run the ball very well. We didn't throw the ball well. We didn't block things well. So they took everything away from us, and we just, you know, didn't have much to lean on. And they had a good game plan, and they got good players. And you know, there's a reason. I think they're, you know, if not the number one defense in the NFL, right up there. And they showed us why.
Let's go. We're all right, guys. We got a lot of ball game left. Let's go. We're fine. We're good.
Carl, Cruz had the third down catch on the right side. Then Eli goes back to him on the left side. Looked like it was supposed to be a back shoulder throw, but the ball drifted inside and Maxwell got the interception.
Yeah, very little margin for error when you're playing against the league's number one pass defense. So you've got to make throws that give your receiver a chance to really compete for it, or else it's got to be out of bounds. But when you throw an errant throw, these types of defenses will take advantage of it.
So Seattle starts at their own 33-yard line. A Marshawn Lynch 4-yard run is how the first quarter ends, with the Seahawks in front 3-0. We'll tell you about the second quarter after this here on Giants Rewind on MSG. Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital here on MSG. We start the second quarter, Seattle leading the Giants 3-0. Seattle goes 3-and-out on this possession, and Carl, Justin Tuck got a lot of pressure throughout the course of the game. He and Cullen Jenkins split a sack.
Yeah, good pressure there, getting up the field and penetration on the inside, so that was a really good play.
But the Giants aren't able to do anything with the football, so they go 3-and-out. Seattle gets the ball. They go 3-and-out. Ryan Mundy has a sack. So the Giants are getting some pressure here on Russell Wilson from different places.
Yeah, good job by defensive coordinator Perry Fuel and dialing up different looks for Russell Wilson.
After a punt, the Giants start first and 10 on their own 34-yard line. Andre Brown with a 1-yard run. Then the Giants are called for a false start. So it's second and 14 from the Giants 30. As Manning tries to go to Akeem Nicks.
Manning out of the gun. Throws a deep ball down the right sideline. They're going to challenge Sherman here, and Sherman jumps up and intercepts it at the 38-yard line. They went at Sherman, and he gets his fifth pick of the season.
You can't turn the football over. Each play is unique. Each one of them is unique, and how it happened, so on and so forth. Today, a couple of them were, you know, we're depending on our best people to try to win, and we didn't win, and the ball was thrown up, and we got outfought for the ball as well.
Carl, they challenged the long, lanky, and strong Richard Sherman, and he wins the battle with the Knicks down the right sideline.
Yeah, great position by Richard Sherman, and that's why he's an all-pro defensive back. you've got to throw that ball outside and over towards the sideline, because if anything's inside, he's going to have great position.
So Seattle takes over at the 38-yard line, and they start working in the middle of the field. Baldwin has a catch of 9 on first down. On a 2nd and 6 at the Giant 44, they find Baldwin again at the 19-yard line. They find Baldwin in the middle of the field. What were they doing to create that opening for him?
Well, clearly the Giants were going to pay a lot more attention to a few of the other receivers, but that second receiver in the slot, he will start out wide and then work his way back in, so they were creating natural seams.
All right, so the Seahawks have it. 2nd and goal at the 2 after Marshawn Lynch had just picked up 4 yards on first down. They give it to their power back again.
2nd and goal for Wilson. They toss it right for Lynch. Got a head of steam and lowers his shoulder. Fights for the end zone. Did he get in?
Yes, he did.
Wow, what extra effort by Marshawn Lynch as Giant defenders lay strewn on the ground in the wake of Marshawn Lynch. All set up by the Richard Sherman interception. And Seattle an extra point away from a 10-0 lead.
Carl, the Giant players, they had 4 or 5 guys there, and Marshawn Lynch just found a way to get it into the end zone.
Yeah, he's so good at, you know, second effort, and guys were bouncing off. No one really pulled him back, so he just kept lunging forward.
All right, the Giants get the ball back, trying to get something going with 5:24 to go in the half, but, you know, it's another 3-and-out, Carl, because you get an offensive holding penalty against Brewer, sets up that 3rd and long kind of situation, which is not conducive against, like you talked about. You can't make mistakes against a really good defense.
No, you can't. They make you pay, and they really do deny you of your opportunities to keep a drive going.
Seattle gets the ball back running their 2-minute offense, and the big play here is on a 1st and 15. Russell Wilson's able to scramble. The other play on this drive was in Seattle territory, Marshawn Lynch. They get the ball to him in space, and he winds up beating Beeson and then making a 30-yard catch and run.
Yeah, now they got everyone run off, and Marshawn Lynch leaks out the backside of the formation, and they hit him in wide open.
With 37 seconds to go in the half, they have a 1st and 10 at the Giants' 19. Linval Joseph gets the Giants' 3rd sack of the half, and that proved to be important because Seattle winds up settling for a field goal. So they go to the locker room, up 13-0, with the Giants getting the ball to start the 3rd quarter. We'll tell you about the 3rd quarter when we return to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital here on MSG. Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. We start the 3rd quarter. Seahawks lead the Giants 13-0. And Carl, on the very first play of the 3rd quarter, Andre Brown with a run for minus 4 yards. Nowhere to go. And the Giant offensive line's getting manhandled right now.
They are. They're not recognizing stunts, and they're just not switching off.
On a 3rd and 14 from their 12, Manning gets sacked again. Michael Bennett gets the sack. Giants punt. Seattle starting at the Giant 45-yard line, and they move the ball downfield. They have a 1st and goal at the 6, Carl. But credit the Giant defense. They held Seattle to another field goal.
Yeah, they're fighting, and they're trying to keep the offense in the game and doing everything they can.
It's now 16-0 Seattle. The Giants start at their own 20-yard line. They got a 1st and 10 at the 39-yard line after a 10-yard pass play to Bear Pasco. But again, another sack, Averill and Wagner. It just seems as if no matter what the Giants were trying to do, were they doing anything different, or was it just mano a mano than beating the Giants?
Well, I think it was more mano a mano, but then the Giants have always struggled with the blitz. So if they blitz one guy, it seems like the entire structure falls apart.
The Giants start at their own 5-yard line. It's still a 2-score game, and it looks like the Giants have hit a 3rd and 8 completion to Victor Cruz. He gets body slammed on the play, gets knocked out of the game with a concussion and injured knee, plus the play goes to replay, and the Giants lose possession of the football.
Yeah, that was one play that they really could have used to keep their drive going.
So Seattle starts at their own 41-yard line, and they're moving the ball. And Russell Wilson tries to take a shot downfield. Here's our New York Presbyterian Hospital amazing play of the game.
Wilson back to throw. He's going to throw a deep ball down the right sideline. Jump ball, the pass intercepted by Ontrell Roll, and then he rolls out of bounds. Ontrell Roll is team-leading 6th interception of the season.
Hey, you took that. Hey, you. My bad. I failed.
That's the New York Presbyterian Hospital. Amazing play of the game. Amazing things happening here. And, Carl, in what has been a cloudy season for the New York Giants, Antrell Roll has been a bright spot from week one right through the game on Sunday.
Well, he leads by example, and he just goes out there and he competes every single game.
So Roll gets the interception, trying to get a little momentum going the Giants' way. The final play of the third quarter is an Eli Manning pass to Peyton Hillis that goes for 10 yards. So at the end of three, Seattle leads the Giants 16 to nothing. We'll tell you about the fourth quarter when we return to Giants Rewind after this. Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. We start the fourth quarter. Giants trailing Seattle 16 to nothing. Now, Antrell Roll has just gotten an interception and then a Peyton Hillis 10-yard catch. So the Giants have it first and 10 at their own 21-yard line. Eli Manning and the offense trying to get something going, looking in the middle of the field when disaster strikes again.
So first and 10, Giants. Manning back to throw. And Manning throws one over the middle, and it's intercepted. And it was undercut. And it's the interception by Byron Maxwell, his second of the game. And Eli Manning has thrown four picks.
You know, each one has its own story, and sometimes it's bad decision or a bad throw. Or, you know, today it just seemed like, their guys made plays. They went up and grabbed some balls and took it away from our guys.
Carl, like this entire season for the Giants offense, everything off on the play. I mean, the ball's a little behind Nick's. The defender fights for it more. We saw that earlier this year. I think it was in the Denver game where, you know, it's a 50-50 ball, but, you know, they're just not making the plays.
No, and it's not only are they not making the plays, but they're not killing the play either. It's resulting in a turnover as opposed to making sure that the defender didn't get the ball and it fell incomplete.
How does stuff like this happen? I mean, these guys have, I mean, Nicks and Cruz, these guys have played for a couple of years now with Eli Manning. It's not like these are new players. How does that happen where the timing seems to be off?
Well, when you go back to, you had one that was thrown on timing to Victor Cruz that he dropped. So then the quarterback's now trying to adjust to where he thinks the receiver's going to go or the tempo of where he's going to go. So on those types of routes, you've got to make sure that everyone's on the same page.
Seattle starts at the Giants 16. Russell Wilson with an 8-yard run to give Seattle a first and goal at the Giants 5-yard line. But Wilson fumbles the ball, so now it's third and goal at the Giants 12. Can they hold them to another field goal? Russell Wilson again looks to the middle of the field.
Wilson back to throw. Fastball right on the slant to Baldwin, who's got it for the touchdown. And the Manning fourth interception creates a short field, and Seattle scores a touchdown.
I think the defense came out there and played extremely hard today. You know, I think we made some great plays out there today. I think we challenged each and every one of their plays. You know, just a couple of times, you know, we were out of position and you know, then didn't take their assignment, you know, didn't do their particular role. And every time it happened, you know, it cost us.
Carl, Seattle seemed to have the recipe because in some big spots in this game, when they needed to make a pass play, it was inside the numbers like Baldwin's touchdown catch.
Yeah, again, you just threaten the seams versus whatever the coverage that the Giants had. It was probably a one coverage, and they just got someone up the seam.
Giants get the ball back. They pick up one first down, but again, another third and long. Manning's pass to Jernigan incomplete. They punt the ball away. Seattle goes three and out. So the Giants start at their own 25-yard line with 7:35 to go in the game, down 23-0. And they're putting a drive together. They're able to move the football. Brandon Myers with a catch. Jernigan had a 14-yarder in there. It's first and 10 at the 23-yard line. And the Giants just want to get some points on the board, down 23-0. Second and 10 at the 13-yard line, and the Giants throw the ball into the end zone trying to get on the board.
Manning back, lobs one to the right, throws it into the end zone. It's a jump ball, and it's tipped and intercepted by Earl Thomas. Richard Sherman just out-competed Akeem Nicks for the ball. He tipped it up, and Earl Thomas gets his fifth pick of the year. Five interceptions for Eli Manning.
Obviously, there's concern. you perform that way and you have those kind of results, there's no way around it. I mean, there's no production. There's turnovers. There's we didn't rush the ball for anything to help, you know, allow that some of the balance might take place. We didn't do that. And all we did, even at the end when we had the opportunity, you know, it looked as if we had a chance for a touchdown in the corner. Out jumped, tipped up in the air, and that turned into an interception. So that was just a, you know, as I said, very, very poor performance on the entire offense's part.
Richard Sherman just elevates for the football and takes it away from Akeem Nicks. Carl, what was your reaction as you saw the play unfold?
Well, I'm looking at it and I'm saying, boy, if he throws that ball to the back pylon, his receiver will have a better chance to compete for it. But because it kind of fell in between pylons, that Richard Sherman played it perfectly. He's a phenomenal defensive back and he understands it. So your margin for error, put the ball where your guy has a better chance at it, and he'll be able to take that ball away.
Right, so he tips it up, he keeps it alive, and Earl Thomas winds up getting the interception. But, Carl, you know, Nick's got that first step, but that kind of is indicative of this whole season with this passing game where it just the geometry always seems to be off.
Yeah, they're out of sync, and just like you say, it's kind of the story of the season.
And the Giants wind up getting shut out for the second time this season, 23-0 the final score. After the game, reaction from the Giants locker room.
I expected a great effort today. I think defensively on special teams, we got it. Offensively, we did not. There's no way to sugarcoat it. It was a pathetic offensive performance. We didn't block anybody. We didn't make any plays. We didn't create any opportunities for ourselves. I told the players who prepared and gave great effort that I appreciated what they did. And I told those that were obvious that they had not, that I felt sorry for them because they're missing the whole point.
You kind of go into this game, you know, you know you're out of the playoffs, but you kind of look forward to opportunity to compete and go against a good defense and try to go out there and enjoy those 3 hours of playing football, doing something you love, and you know, competing and trying to have some good plays. But it's not fun when you get dominated like that, when you get beaten, you can't get anything going offensively, and obviously struggle and throw interceptions and have bad plays. So that's not enjoyable, and it's tough to deal with.
I mean, you don't want to lose anybody, and that was a great test for us. We felt confident we could come in here and really see what we were and gain some respect for what we are as a football team. But obviously, we're a long way away, and like I said, that team is, you know, hats off to them. They played the game pretty well today, and we had our shots. We weren't able to, you know, convert and you know, get some momentum going in the early in the game. And, you know, they bled us a little bit and made plays when they needed to.
Each individual has to go in themselves, look at themselves in the mirror tonight. And, you know, if they're satisfied, they are. If they're not, then we have more work to do, you know, collectively. But, you know, this is a team effort. You know, like I said, we win as a team, we lose as a team. And it's not about pointing fingers, but, you know, there's no room for that in this game, you know, especially with what has taken place, you know, throughout the course of this year. We need to get better. We need to find some pride, you know, about ourselves. We need to find some passion about this game. And, you know, we definitely need to find some heart about this game. And all those things should be automatic.
Yeah, we just you know, it was no fight, you know, in all phases, you know. And it's tough. But there's nothing we can do about it now. You know, we can regroup. And we'll meet tomorrow as a team. And, you know, we'll try to fix this thing and finish strong. But we definitely didn't give our best effort. We definitely let a team come in here and beat us, you know, beat us bad. And that's not what the New York Giants is all about.
Carl, very strong words from Tom Coughlin after the game. First of all, he said he congratulated the players that played hard, prepared hard all week long. And then he said, for the guys that didn't, I feel sorry for you. And he talked about his defense and the effort that they gave and the way they played. And then he talked about his offense and how poorly they played. Very uncharacteristic for Coughlin to kind of differentiate the two.
Because there comes a point of frustration, and we talked a little bit about goals change when the season is lost, but if you're not all playing to win, if your goals don't mesh with winning, it becomes apparent. And I think that's what the coach is saying. Like, okay, we know we're not in this season anymore, but whatever your individual goals, they've got to all intersect at winning, and they didn't.
What do you do? How do you repair or fix that mentality with another game coming up this week?
Well, look, you just continue to push players to be good. The good players will continue to play hard. The guys who are not, they're going to be at a crossroads, but I think a lot of them will come over to the side because the players are competing. They're not going to stop. So the other guys will be singled out, and they'll put guys in that will.
All right, Carl, good stuff as always.
Thanks, Bob.
Make sure you join us next week right here on MSG. We'll rewind the Giants and Lions. Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. Thanks for watching, everybody, and we'll see you next week.
Looking for Giants tickets? Visit NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, the official resale marketplace where fans buy and sell Giants tickets.